Gehlom, so the only thing that has real existence is a Gehlom. A Gehlom, it's a solid, which is a Gimu Rechokim, Shem Shishot Zdorim, three dimensions, Shem Shishot Zdorim, four sides, six sides, Vizemivoya, that's obvious, I mean. It doesn't require any explanation. So my Yeshvit is Lassinai, what, how does that answer the Raivitz Kashi? Ulifichov, kol mashe yitztorich lirchokov, shiyo ki keiro vishepo v'chayetzeben, eneis neisei ma'ashero, lifishi ki michutos v'chasiras ha'shiyo, v'chol mashe yitztorich lirchokov shiyo, elo yor kudovav, harim ki kavim, umuta b'chol davan. That sounds like Siskat here. I mean, what does it say? What he said, Agdome, is self-evident. But what did he say? So he says, because a point exists only in connection with line. A line exists only in connection with a plane, with an area. And an area exists only, Shetach exists only in connection with the solid. And the solid is the only thing that has real existence. So because of that, we cannot apply the law of Tuse Mechteshur to Geva, to Ilech. What has one thing to do with the other? But I think he means what Rav Chaim says. But he is trying to explain, to point out, why is it so? How do we know that it is so? In other words, he means the same thing, that the Geva of Yud is not a Shiur in the Chepetze. The Geva of Yud is not a Shiur in the Chepetze. Why? Because inasmuch as the Shio is only required in Geva. Geva, that's one dimension of the Lechi. The Lechi has three dimensions. It has width, it has thickness, and it has height. So a Shio is required only in one dimension, of that Lechi. Now, one dimension has no existence. So obviously the Shio, if you could have an object with one dimension, then you could say that the Shio isn't the Hefze, isn't the object of the Lech. But you can't have an object with one dimension. One dimension of an object exists only in the imagination. It has no real existence. But the Shio is required only in one dimension of the Lech. Not in all the three dimensions, but just in one dimension. So obviously the Shio is not in the Hefze, in the tangible Lech. But the Shio is in the space. Now space is also in the imagination. I mean, you can't touch it. I mean, this kind of imagination is real, I mean, but it might be more real, you know, than the so-called tangible real things, you see. But so he is pointing out that the Shio is not in the Hefze of the Lechi. Because if the Shio had been in all the three dimensions, so then we could say that it is Shio in the Hefze. But as far as the other two, the Lechi has three dimensions. And in regard to two dimensions of the three, there is no Shio. No Shio. So the Shio is required only in one dimension, in the height of the Lechi. And so that's a raya, that even the Shio in the height is not a Shio in the tangible thing, in the Lechi itself, in the tangible Lechi, but in the Mokein, that the Lechi sets up. A Mokein, a Geva of Yud, it has to set up, it has to enclose over a Geva of Yud. So Memele, it's not in the Hefze. If it's not in the Hefze, so Memele, we can't apply the Aloha of Tuzan Achle Shur.
Wouldn't it seem more like the Raiva rather than like the Rav Chaim?
Because he's saying it to answer the Raiva's Kasha against the Rambam. I mean, he's saying it to answer the Raiva's Kasha against the Rambam. On the contrary, he agrees with the Rambam. And he's giving that explanation with that Agdome about points and lines and areas and solids in order to answer the Raivis Asog against Ram. I think that the Magid Mishnah means what, but you see that there is a Machlekes Rishayim. So the Ramban Shite is, as Rav Chaim says in the Ramban, but the Teisves Rishayim Shite is certainly not like that. And Teisves, you could argue that Tesis means the same thing as the Ramban, but it's not mashma, because the Ramban, you see, does not emphasize the element of Somach L'Yischach, does not emphasize the element of Somach L'Yischach, whereas Tesis emphasizes the element of Somach L'Yischach, of Somach L'Yischach. When do they daven mincha here? When is the usual time to daven mincha? 1:35. All right, I intended to say short shir in your day. All right, so I'll say a very short shir. I'll just finish the taz and the shachs of Simchas Adichas. Okay. I'm coming in. That is open to the Rishus HaRabim, that it becomes both the Rishus HaRabim, so that end corner of the Rishus HaRabim certainly should not be less than the Chur Rishus HaRabim. It's open to the Rishus HaRabim. We tell it to Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara says, Hosom li nichet ha-shmishe. Pochen nichet ha-shmishe. Because that end, so is not used for anything except for passing through it. And as far as passing through it is concerned, so it's not used as a passage in a convenient way. So Mele doesn't become Bratatoshes Rabim. But here the Cheir that is in the Kesel, it's only used for Tashmishim. And for Tashmishim it's used conveniently. So Mele, it becomes Bratatoshes Rabim. Yes?
What was then the Song of Ayah?
Because it's open to Rishus HaRabim, that
so the neither should, what is the more thing, neither should be Rishus HaRabim?
No.
Which way would he asking the question?
No, so Manevshech, so according to Abaye, that Chur Rishus HaRabim has it in the Rishus HaRabim, why? But after all, I mean, the Chur Rishus HaRabim is a hole in a wall. So the Rishus HaRabim comes with the Rishus HaRabim, why? Because it's open to Rishus HaRabim. Because it's open to Rishus HaRabim, even though people don't pass through their hole. But on account of the fact that it's open to Rishus HaRabim, so it becomes bottle to Rishus HaRabim, so that the end corner of the Rishus HaRabim and the Karka Rishus HaRabim itself certainly is open to the Rishus HaRabim, it should become bottle to Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara gives a teret over there, it's not used for any tashmish except for passage, and for passage that end corner is not used very conveniently, so it's not Michalit Tashmishet. Mashenke in the hole, it's not used for passage, but to put in something, and for that Tashmish, it's used conveniently. So maybe it becomes bottle to Rishus HaRabim.
It's more than think in terms of Michalit Tashmishet, lo Michalit Tashmishet.
That's right, yeah, that's right. The Gemara is Havamin, the Gemara in Havamin assumed that inasmuch as Chur Rishus HaRabim, that is not used for passage altogether, still it has a din of Rishus HaRabim because it becomes bottle Rishus HaRabim. Why? Because it's open to Rishus HaRabim, so the dead end corner certainly should be bottle Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara gives a teretz, no, over there the dead end corner is used for what? For passage. There is no other tashmish for which it is used, only for passage. And for passage, so it's not used conveniently. Mashenk in the hole in the wall, that is used for keeping something, for tashmish, and not for passage. So, and for that tashmish, so it's used conveniently, so maybe we can't, but we just have. So it stuck to it, to the side of the case. So memele lemailo miyut is kizelik ba'avia. So it's a mokim to lemato miyut. So it's kizelik boretz. Vi salgadai tachur shusarabim kishusarabim dome. So why does Rabbi Yechanan have to resort to this kimte of dvela shmeino? Lomu leikne dvela shmeino leikne bitzreya vechayve to the nor vechayah. Why couldn't he say that it has reference to a case where there is a chayya and it's no bechayya? So lemailo miyud, so it is erik ba'avir, lemato miyud, so it's kizerik boretz. In other words, and even though it's lemailo migimo, but according to Abaye, so here rishis harabim, our bottle to rishis harabim. So usually, if you have a hole and you throw a tzrei into that hole, so it will come back. So the chayvid made of us zimni mishanelo bekeisel lesbechem. In other words, the death mishne of Aziric al damet bekeisel lematum yitvochin Aziric boretz has reference to the case where there is no chayr in the case. Mimai, how do we know that it has reference to the case where there is no chayr? Have you done a rishis ayochid? V'om Rav Yudah mafchiye zorak l'maylo yitvochin v'holcho v'nocho b'cheya kolchehu bonum machlekes rameya v'rabonon t'rameya sova chikin l'hashlim rabonon savren chikin l'hashlim. So what's the kashe? So it's a machlekes rameya v'rabonon. So Rashi explains it because tam mishneh is rameya. So mele we are assuming that mishneh too he accords with rameya, and according to rameya, if the case has a cheya, in the case lezecheya, so even though it does not have dal dalet, it should have a din of a rishus ayochid because of the aloch of chaykim hashle. Elav shmamino be case lezecheya shmamino. Let's see the Rash. Chulish ayochi chulim shachsonim klap rishis rabbi. Chulish is rabbi, chulim shachsonim klap rishis rabbi. Lav kishis rabbi dome. Elo ishis lo atzmanei. Vim rechovim dalet ave kamales vilo yave mokim tum. Lo nitzchechev akamutam vaisi uk maradvin vikeron zovies. Tevi kichul ishis rabbi vama yave kamales. Vo lenoch vichoz ronof lise dal damez al koho shumake bikeisel. Kifetz klach lachireo. Vishane tzcheya vichifetz klima bikeisel viz vichaya. Vaf loch leik rabbi yechino bichaya mishlava chay vichay 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 vichay. Amai kizirik ba'avir avu mishus rabu mishus ayochid da'avu gavei ayudu shus la'atzmei remia v'rabono misachas yume gam mizuzi. So in other words, so kife, suppose the doorway is in the form of an arch, so there is a machlekes. So if it's in the form of the arch, if the doorway is like this way in the form of arch, so see, it's not dalet al dalet. If it is like this, so it's dalet al dalet. But if it's in the form of the arch, so the So it's not dalet al dalet. So Reb Meir says chaykik in lahashlim, and Rabbanon say ein chaykik in lahashlim. Gam mizuz Reb Meir so v'dov Hashem b'shiyo v'yeishom uvei v'recha lachkei kol lahashlim v'cheshiyo. So in other words, if there is enough in the area to be mashlim, to transform it, to convert it into dalet al dalet, so then it's considered as if it had been transformed and converted into dalet al dalet. I'm in command of chokul domet. V'chanam el rabbeya achirikik lahashlim v'chayev ustam mishne rabbeya. Alright. Now let's see the thesis. We gave a yut, pirish gavei agimu tvochim, sheish barachem dalet. So the Gemara daf yud dalet. Amud beis, kifer ab meyam mechayu bim zuz, vachachom im peitrim, vishovim, sheim yish barachlo asoro, sheichayev es. Omar abaye, hakel meidim im gvei asoro, vein barachleo shleisho, Iname b'yesh b'ragleo shleisho. So in other words, v'shovim shim b'yesh b'ragleo asoro shichayeves. In other words, suppose the two posts are asoro tfochim high, and then after height of the post of the vertical post, a height of 10 tfochim, then it starts to curve. So then everybody is made it. So in other words, so before the curve starts, let's say here. The curve starts here. So up to here you have already 10 tefachim. So mimele, and from here to here, before the curve starts, the arc starts, so you already have dalet al dalet over a gave of yud, so you have a Pesach without the arc. So you have a Pesach that is gavei yud and dalet, so without the arc. So then Abaye says, hakel meidim in gavei aso, vein birak leo shleisho, Iname yesh b'ragleo shleisho vein govei asoro v'lo yiklu. So if it is govei asoro vein b'ragleo shleisho, in other words, let's say the vertical post is less than 3 tvochim, less tvochim, even though at the highest point in the arc it's already 10 tvochim. Let's say here it starts from here. Here's the karka, the vertical post. Here's the karka, and then it's two tvochim, a vertical post. It has a vertical post here and the vertical post here. That's two tvochim, and then it starts to curve, and at the highest point here, so it's 10 tvochim high. But in view of the fact that the vertical post is from the karka is less than gimel tvochim, then everybody is made even Rav Meir that is not chayav b'mezuzah. So, in gavei asor avim b'rag leo shleisho, here's the karka, and you have, that is the vertical post, that's two tvochim only, and then it starts to curve. So even though at the highest point here, from here to here, it's 10 tvochim, but in view of the fact that the vertical post is less than gimel tvochim, so even Rav Meir is made a spot of mezuzah. Iname yesh b'ragleo shleisho, vein v'yaso, suppose this vertical post, and you have another post, so it is gavei shleisho, but the highest point at the arc is less than 10 tvochim high. So it's also spot of mezuzah. So the vertical post has a height of gimel tvochim from the card, and the highest point in the arc from here, that's the highest point in the arc up to the card, has 10 tvochim. But that is, so in other words, so there is So at the point of gimel tvochim, when it's yotzal mechlalovut, so then it is dalet al dalet. See, from here till here, it is dalet. But then, as it starts to curve, you don't have, it's not dalet. So, keep with the beish, ragleo gimel, v'gavei asom, v'yin rechov ha'abot, ויש בו לא חיק לשבוע. רב מי יעשו בחיקי להשלים. ורבון סברה אין חיקי להשלים. So that means that there must be a certain basis in order to say חיקי להשלים. In other words, you must have over a height of gimel tochim that it's yotzo mechal lovut, that it's dalet. It is dalet. So, and that it has to have a geva yud at the highest point in the ark. So, otherwise we don't say chaykel hashlim, so how can the Gemara say that if you have a chayot kolshu without any minimum of a height over which it has dalet, that's chaykel hashlim. Tame for come the end of the khiba the pretty but me rabona am no so la mun khik la hashla me al bi ikra glo dimu bi give a yud pes to be a dimu tokh she is bar yud dal a bi ikra glo dimu she give a yud le am gima bi mken kham gim no khik la hashla me bi khir kosh ve im ri daire bi khurim she ta kom las bi shas a bi gen she vlosh im rosh sarab u bi tsat rosh sa yakh de bi khob im dal so that bears an analogy to yeish bi glo dimu give a yud. In other words, there must be the main principle in Yesh Biragleya Gimu and Goveya Yud is that there must be a certain minimum over which there is the shear. So then we say Chaykin Lahashloim of the whole thing. But if there is no minimum base within which there is the shear, so then we don't say Chaykin Lahashloim. So he says, here also the same thing, the same principle applies. In other words, if the chayah is just less than dalet, so then we say chaykel hashlim even kontra meya. But we are dealing here with the case where there is a hole that penetrates through and through. On one side, there is a wall, and then on one side it's open to the Rishus HaRabim, and on the other side it's open to Rishus HaYochi. And facing the Rishus HaYochi, it has Dalet al Dalet. But facing the Rishus HaRabim, it's narrow. It's narrow. It doesn't have Dalet al Dalet. So Memele, in the same way as Rameya says, Ligabi Kivet, where there is Dalet al Dalet over a Geva Gimel. So Memele, we say Chikim HaHashlim over the rest of the height. So here too, since on one side, facing the Rishus HaYochid, it has Dalet al Dalet, but it's narrow. In facing the Rishus HaRabim, so according to Rameya, we say Chaykin Lahash. V'ayre, b'chur Rishidah HaKlas, isim shazbin, ishim flosh Rishus HaRabim, so Rishus HaYochid, b'chur Rishus HaDalet. Aber lo yivitzad Rishus HaRabim. Ulikul ahol mehave chir Rishus HaYochid. So as far as the, where in the side of the Rishus HaYochid, so it is a Rishus HaYochid. V'lo yipligei al Rishavye mokim dalet al dalet. So there is no question that it has a din of a Rishus HaYochid. Rishav mokim dalet al dalet. Dil Reb Meir achikim v'hashlim v'havikim dalet al dalet. Abu mamish b'chei ha-kolchu. Afil Reb Meir meidu amin achikim v'hashlim. V'chei mashu yoshal. And this is, so the Mashor points out, I mean, this thesis is very strange. What kind of a rise in Yerushalmi? V'chim mashma b'Yerushalmi, v'gassin en osom, al daite de Rameya ben sheyesh vam dalet, ben sheyesh vam dalet, rein es hakeis el kigomum, es sifit et nechok. So what's the rise? So he doesn't say, that we are dealing here with a chur mifulesh. That's the Raya from Yerushalmi. So the Mashor says, because since the Yerushalmi just mentions Reim Sakesel Kigom, so he doesn't mention anything about Yud, so obviously that we are dealing with the Heya that is Lemailam Yud. So we are dealing with the Heya that is Lemailam Yud, and it's certainly Erishus HaYochid. But the question is whether it's considered like dalet al dalet. V'dafke isom shalomayom yutchshirech shiva roshvu rishus hayochid. Avol shalmato ma'asoro ein bnei rishus hayochid mishtam shimshon. Mipnei bnei rishus harabim shemishtam shimbem. So which chayrim are considered as rishus hayochid? Only those that are lemayom yut. So they are considered as Rishus HaYochid. Avol shelemato ma'asoro. But those chayrim of the Rishayoch, that al matom asoro, so do not have it in a Rishayochit. Why not? Avol shal matom asoro in bnei Rishus Hayochit, mishtam shimshom, mipnei bnei Rishus Harabi, shemishtam shimbohet, shemishtam shimbohet, vohet perushet, vichit teimel ues vidal, ואף אגב שאינכו רשוס היוחיד, אבי כי זה ריק, ואבי אשר לפי שלו אינוח על מוקים ד' So even though it's a רשוס היוחיד, but the הנוחה is not על מוקים חושב ד' 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 ואומר רב יהודה, that בונו מחלק עשר מיה ורבון. ואומר מקמינו מסניסים בחיר הכל שהוא ממש, ואומר חיקים לכל העלמה, היינו משם דחורים ככה, והיא דאו כוח החוץ כך לאופה בדבר לשמי די בחי הכל שהוא ממש גלומה בחי כלי השלין לקה לאופמה די מכיר למטה מיוד עמי כי זה לגבורת ואו לנוח על גבי מוקים דלת ואין צורך למה כי פיר שרה שלי פורך מכיר וסתם אסליס רמי ירי so this is his חלק כאן רשי because according to Rashi so the kashi of the Gemara is because stam asnis in Rameya but Teisa says no we don't have to basis upon the assumption that Stamas Nisan Reb Meir. But here we have to say it must accord with Reb Meir. It couldn't accord with Rabbanon. Because if we say that it deals with the Cheya, with the Kesel, that has a Cheya, so Mimele, if it's a Cheya Kolchehu, Shini Rochel Dalet, so we can only explain it on the basis of Reb Meir. אל אלכור רכים מהירה בחיר כלשהו של רוחב ד' צורך להיק מקרמי אדומה חיק נוהשלים because if we say that it accords with the רבונון so the רבונון עמי למטה מיוט כי זה רגורת so the question is so אלכור רכים מהירה בחיר כלשהו של רוחב ד' צורך להיק מקרמי אדומה חיקיקים מהשלים דל רבונון עמי למטה מיוט כי זה רגורת ויש לי אשר פיר שרשי, דהו צריך לפורש, משום נסתם אסניס רמי הקופוליך, דילה ווכה, הבלו נבחר בהדה, וכי תאים לי לסבי דלת למטה מיוד, עמי כי זה ריבות. עמי כי זה ריבות. So רשי deduced from the לושנה גמורה, that the גמורה holds that this is סתם אסניס רמי. Now, from this teisves, we see a certain chiddush. I don't know whether you went through Reb Chaim and Kaveres, but Reb Chaim and the Rambam and Kaveres, so Reb Chaim mentions the Gemara in Azeret. There is a Gemara in Azeret Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. Omer Rabbi Yechida. Vechein... Boi Rabbi Yechida. Kesel Rishus Arabi. Govei Ayud. Vein Rochi Barba. Umukef Likamles. Viyose Rishus Ayochi. Vizorak Noch Al Gabov Mal. So in other words, suppose you have a kesel in the Rishus Rabbi and it's govei ayud, it's not rochev habo because if it's rochev habo so then the kesel misad atzme is like a nomut govei ayud rochev dalet so it's a Rishus Rabbi it's a Rishus Ayochid misad atzme but suppose it's not rochev dalet so the kesel misad atzme cannot become a Rishus Ayochid but it was set up to be makif a certain portion of space in the midst of the Rishus Rabbi. In other words, it had other keselim too. So, in other words, so he put up a kesel, now that's not dalet, but it's govei ayud, and then he put up another kesel over here, another kesel over here, another kesel over here. So mimele, that kesel converted this enclosed space, into a Rishus Hayochid. So the kesel, mitzad atzme, is not a Rishus Hayochid, because it's not dalet al dalet, it's govei ayud, but it's makif. A moke. So through that kesel, the enclosed space becomes a Rishus Hayochid. Now then someone threw a ball, say chepetz, and it fell on top of the kesel. here. It didn't fall within the enclosed space, but it fell on top of the queso. So the shaila is that the top of that queso that encloses a portion of space into Irish and makes it into Irish Sayochit, does that the gav of the queso itself have a din of Irish Sayochit? Have a din of Irish Sayochit. So that's the Abai. Oh, queso of Irish Sayochit. We go via Yud, we roche Vava, we make a foot house. The Yosef is the Yosef, so I'm not a gab of mouth. Me, I'm going to keep the Yosef down with Mokim too. Oh, I do Mokim, the Yosef is the Yosef, it can man the mal, the dam, yeah. Oh, Marule, call the Chiv. La Chiv, the Mese Mechitze, the Atzmi, the Kol, Shmit, Manan, the Rav Chiv, the Rasha, the Rav, the Chinov, the Yitzchom, the Bichanen, the Yosef is the Rabin, go via Yud, the Yosef Arba, and the Kofri Kamo, as was Yosef is the Yosef, Hazir, the Yosef Gab of Chaye, La Chiv, the Mese Mechitze, the Atzmi, the Kol. So in other words, so what is Ula's din, that this case, even though it cannot become a Rishayochid mitzad atzmei on the basis of its own merit, because it doesn't tend dalet al dalet, but in view of the fact that it converts the enclosure into Rishayochid, so mele, it confers upon itself also its status of Rishayochid. That's the Kalvachena. Lachir meisem mechitze, if the case confers its status of Rishayochid upon the portion of space that it encloses, alachas kamo v'chamo, that it confers a status of Rish Sayochit on itself. So Reb Chaim says that not only the gav of the kesel acquires a status of Rish Sayochit, but even the nekema kesel, I mean, which is otu, is also Rish Sayochit. The whole nekema kesel, the whole kesel, is Rish Sayochit. Because after all, it's not just the gav of the kesel that confers the status of the rishayochit upon the enclosure, upon the enclosed space, but it's the whole kesel. It's the whole kesel. So just as the Ule mentions it in connection with the gav of the kesel, the top of the kesel, so the mekema kesel too. In other words, so he says it's possible to say that this Kalvachemer only implies that the Gava Kesel, which is an open space, that has a din of Rish Sayochit on the basis of Lachir Meis Mechitzel Asim Lekol Shkin. But the Mekema Kesel itself, which is not open space, does not have open space, it's Otum, so Memele, that does not have a Rish Sayochit. Or even, let's say, a little hole, a little crack in the Mekema Kesel. You'll have a little crack in the Mekema Kesel. So it wouldn't have it in a Rish Sayochit either, even though in that crack there is open space, but it doesn't have unlimited open space. It doesn't have open space Yutvachim high. So Mimele, it doesn't have an Avir of Yut. So Mimele, it's not a Rish Sayochit, only the Gava Kesel, which has unlimited open space on top of it. So that becomes a Rishayochid on account of the Kalvachemer, Lachir Mesimachit Lasu Lekolshkun. But it became a case not. Or we can say, since the whole case, the tangible case that occupies space, the whole became a case is that since the case confers the status of Rishayochid upon the enclosed space, so the whole became a case becomes a Rishayochid. He says that in the Rambam. All right, Reb Chaim. Now, from this thesis, we see not like that. From this thesis, because if we say that an account of the Kal Vachomer, of Lachir Meis Mechitz Lasim Lekol Koshkin, so not only the Gava Kesel that encloses a certain portion of space and confers the status of Rish Sayochit on that enclosure. So Mimele, the Gava Kesel too acquires the status of Rishayochid. But the whole Kesel, so any crack in that Kesel should have it in a Rishayochid, because it's part and parcel of that Kesel that confers a status of Rishayochid upon the enclosure. So why does Tesis here says, Thesis here says that the Chur Rishus Hayochid So it's lemayla miyud. So they become rishus ayochid because of the aloche of churish ayochid. So it's a special aloche because of churishus ayochid. So and Tesis even says. Vidavke isom shel maylo miyut chshiv erchu reishus ayochid. Avol shel matom asor, ein pnei reishus ayochid mishtam shimshom, mipnei dnei reishus arobim shel mishtam shimshom behem. So the only reason as to why li maylo miyut, the chu reishus ayochid, that are open to the reishus ayochid, that are in the wall of the reishus ayochid. And since it's in the wall of the reishus ayochid, so mimele it confers a status of a reishus ayochid upon the enclosure. So still the chayre rishus ayochid. So only if they are lemaylo miyut, they have a din of rishus ayochid. Why? Because the bnei rishus ayochid are mishtamish ben. But if any chayre that is open to the rishus ayochid, there is a crack here, and it's lemato miyut. So since the bnei rishus ayochid are not mishtamish in it, so mainly doesn't have a din of rishus ayochid. But let it have a din of rishus ayochid on account that chayre is in that case out. Is in that case that confers a status of a rishus ayochid upon the enclosed portion of space. So in lachirim is in mechitzeh la'atzmoi kolshin. So why do we have to resort to the special aloha of rishus ayochid, and mimele it's limited only to a rishus ayochid that is lemayla miyut, because the rishus ayochid are mishtamish b'hem, but it doesn't apply to a rishus ayochid that is lemato miyut, because those chayrim are not handled by the bnei rishus ayochid on account of the fact that yad bnei rishus arabim mishtamish b'hem. Who has to resort to all that? It should be a din of rishus ayochid because of the aloche of lachirim eisim mechitze le'atzmeli kolshin. So the gav of that case he has a din of rishus ayochid on the basis of the aloche of lachirim eisim mechitze le'atzmeli kolshin. So memele any chayr inside, it's a chayr in that case that confers a status of rishus ayochid upon the enclosed space, should also have a din of rishus ayochid. So memele should apply to a chayr that is lemata miyut. So we see from this tesis that tesis holds that that kalvachemer on the basis of the kalvachemer of lachirim eisim mechitza la'atzmei kolshin. So only the gav of the kesel, is the rishus ayochid, but not the whole mikema kesel, not any part of the kesel that is not on the gav of the kesel. Why should there be a difference between, let's say, the gav of kesel and the chayr in the kesel? The answer is because the gav of kesel has a hollow, has a mokim ponu, but in the kesel, inside the kesel, so it's auto. And even though there is a crack, but you don't have a hollow of yutvachim, so memele it cannot have a din of ishayochid. In order to have a din of ishayochid, so there must be a hollow avia, a hollow hollow space of at least 10 tvochim height. But so memele the gaba kesel, so it has an unlimited hollow. Adlerokia it has. And even if it doesn't have adlerokia, but suppose you have on top of the kesel, above the kesel, 10 tvochim above the gaba kesel, you have a certain kind of a ceiling. So then, the gaba, as long as you have a hollow of yud, of a derivative of a yud, so it can have a dinner with a yochid. Mashenkin echeir in the kesel, so it doesn't have any mokim ponu, it doesn't have any avir, so memele, it doesn't have a yochid. Chaim himself says that it's possible to argue that way. But he says in the Rambam, he says that the Shittas Rambam is that on the basis of the aloche of lachirim is mechitzel atzmei kolchkin, so just as the gava case has a din of rishus ayochid, so the whole mikima case. So according to that chite, so we have to say that any chayr in the case, so should have a din of a rishus ayochid on the basis of lachirim is mechitzel atzmei kolchkin. Sachsen and Colchester. And but from Tinsley, it doesn't seem that way. From Tinsley, it doesn't seem that way. Yes.
It's possible to say in Tosfos really he holds like a kind of the Rambam, but yes, because here it's different. Here the hole is open to both ends. So
what?
The question of becoming.
But Lachinim is in the Chitul Atzmi Kolchten. It's still the Kesel that confers a status of the Rishus Ayochi.
But because it's open to the Rishus Arabim, and as it didn't of Rishus Arabim, that then can't be Pakav because of the name Rishus Ayochi, don't use it.
What?
It's because based since it's open to the Rishus Arabim, so that takes it out of that din. It makes it, it would be part of the Rishus Arabim. And since the B'nai Rishus Ayochi don't use it, so the din Rishus Arabim isn't Pakav. That's what those.
No, but I understand.
But
Tosfos says that if you have a chayah in the Rishus Ayochit, we matam yud. So on account of the fact that the Bnei Rishus Ayochit are not mishtamish, because the Bnei Rishus Arabim are mishtamish bay, so memorially he doesn't have a din of Rishus Ayochit. But let it have a din of Rishus Ayochit on the basis of the aloche of lachir meisimachit lachir kolchin, just as the cap of the case.
Because it's more foolish to the Rishus Arabim.
So what?
Maybe,
so what? But as far, insofar as the aloche of Achir Mesim Chitla Atli Kolchkun, so what difference does it make whether it's me foolish or not me foolish? It's still in the Achille part of the Kesel of the Mechitze that confers the status of a Rishus Ayochid and the enclosed space. So we see from Tehis not that way. Yes, what is it?
According to
time,
so what's the whole din of the
Kurishus Ayochit? Oh, so, in other words, so why do we have to resort to a special aloche? To a special aloche of Kurishus Ayochit? It's not mistaber that the whole aloche of Kurishus Ayochit is based upon the concept of Lachir Mishim Chitlas Mekoshkin. The answer is this. The aloche of Chulish Ayochit can have application, can have relevance. Suppose you have a chayir in a kesel that is not even 10 tvochim high. Is not even 10 tvochim high. Or suppose you have not even 10 tvochim high in a Rishus Ayochit. So also, because of Chulish Ayochit, because of the aloche of Chulish Ayochit. So it is not a semechitzel acheri. So really it's not shayach to say and suppose something else, let's say according to older, to most Rishani, that it becomes a Rishus Ayochit midraise with three mechitzes. So suppose you have three mechitzes and then you have three mechitzes. You have a mechitze here, a mechitze here, a mechitze here, and then you set up on the fourth side a mechitze and you have a hole in that mechitze. So you couldn't apply the aloche of machir meisim mechitze la'atzim lekolchkin because it's a rishus ayochid anyway without this mechitze, without this one. It's a rishus ayochid, the enclosed portion of space has a din rishus ayochid because of the three mechitzes. Because of the three mechitzes. So mimele, it does not have, or even according to the Rambam, suppose you have, let's say, three mechitzes, and then you have a lechit, just one log of wood, and then you put up a wall next to that lechit. So you couldn't say, like, you couldn't apply the aloche lechit meisim mechitzel atzim lekolchkin, because without this wall, it has a din of Rishus Ayochit. Even according to the Rambam, on account of the lechit. But it has a hole, it's open to Rishus Ayochit. So maybe there's a din of Rishus Ayochit but it's not mashma from Teisa. The Teisa has reference to such a situation. So from Teisa it's mashma that without recourse to the aloche of Rishus Ayochit, so any chayir in the kesel of Rishus Ayochit that makes the enclosure into Rishus Ayochit would not have a din of Rishus Ayochit, but only on the basis of the aloche of Rishus Ayochit. How about the aloche of Imachir Meisim Echit Lasm Lekolshkin? So apparently, according to Teisves, the whole aloche of Imachir Meisim Echit Lasm Lekolshkin implies that the gav of the kesel. Why the gav of the kesel? Yes, and the hole in the midst of the kesel? No. The answer is the gav of the kesel has open space, so it can be a Rishus Ayochit on the basis of the aloche Imachir Meisim Echit Lasm Lekolshkin, because when the mechitze confers the status of a Rishus Ayochit upon an enclosure, an enclosed portion of space. So what becomes a Vishayoch is the enclosed space. Mashenkein vis-a-vis the Mikema Keser, let's say a crack in the Keser, in the midst of the Keser. So we don't apply the aloche im lachere meisim mechitza, im lachere meisim mechitza la'atzmelikol. But from that's how it's mashma from Tesis. That's how it's mashma from Tesis. Alright. Gufe, Omer Afriz. No ats kone bishus ayochi. Vizorak vinoch al gabo. Vizorak vinoch al gabo. Afil gobeya meyaramo chayim. Mit nishir ishus ayochi deil adurokia. Veime rafchiz de doma kerebe. Vitanyi zorak vinoch al gabizis kol shiru rebe mechayim vachachom in peitri. Oma rabaye bishus ayochi dikula ome lipli. Kide rafchiz. Elo hoche. Biyo meyme bishus ayochi. Vinei bishus rabim, vizorak vinoch hanefei, dirai besov ramri neshol neifei, basar yikrei, verabonan sabre, ramri neshol neifei, basar yikrei. So we have two mishnas in Rashi here. Now, I discussed the two mishnas in Rashi in connection with the Tesis, the Dalet on the base, you on the English, Nayoch and Nefei, bishus rabim. Now, so the first lashon in Rashi is very strange. Vinei bishus rabim, Vizorak mitchilas dalel leisei dalel vinoch hanefei. At that time we pointed out that according to Rashi, so the chiyuv is on the basis of mitchilas dalel leisei dalel. According to the other Rishonim, the chiyuv is in the braise of zorak vinoch al gabizis kol shu not mitchilas dalel of zerek dalel ames b'shus harabim, but because of zerek b'shus harabim b'shus hayok. Sarab b'shayok. So Rashi Shiti is that the chiyuv is on the score of mitchilas dal glaseidal. Mitchilas dal glaseidal no hanayim. Shod anifei vasarikrei. The choshev agafikrei. The is bidalet. U the rafchiz de the loike rebe loike rabon. Now this is very strange. So he says rafchiz de the loike rebe loike rabon. So then he's, but Abaye says b'yoshus ayochi nikolaome loiplike ki the rafchiz. So at that time we said that apparently Rashi Shite is the first Lashon Rashi, and the second Lashon is just the opposite. But the first Lashon Rashi is like the Shite of the Rashbo in Tesves Davdalet. What is the Rashbo in Tesves? The Tesves Shamans. The Rashbo in Tesves say, Davdalet, that Rav Chisda himself holds that there is no din of Davdalet in Rosh Hashanah. Why does he say, no atzkone b'Rosh Hashayochi b'zoch Vinoch al gabo fafug veya miyam chayev. So he mentions Mikneshi. So he mentions Rish Tayochid because of Rish Tayochid ilad rakia. So in other words, afilu gabeya miyam. That's the reason as to why he mentions this din in connection with Rish Tayochid. To tell us that in Rish Tayochid, so then, even gavaya meyamo is chayv. Mashenkin of Rishus Rabim, if it's gavaya meyamo, if it's more than 10 tvorchim, it's not chayv because it's a mokim tur. But as far as no requirement of dalet al dalet is concerned, so that according to Rav Chisda applies even to Rishus Rabim, we don't require a mokim choshev of dalet al dalet. That's the shita of Teis Shamans, so the Rashbo in Teis is dalet al dalet. So I said at that time that apparently Rashi's first lashon agrees with the shita of the Rashbo, of Teis Shamans. So Abaye says, Birshus Ayochi, the Kulaom Eloi Plig, Kidra Frizle. In other words, that as far as Rishus Ayochi is concerned, so everybody agrees that there is no din of Dalet al Dalet. Bein Rebbe, Bein Rabbonon, they can agree, Rishus Ayochi, there is no requirement of Dalet al Dalet. But
But in Rishus HaRabim, so Bein Rebbe, Bein Rabbonon, agree there is a requirement of a Mokum Choshev of Dal Dal Dalet. Of Dal Dal Dalet. And the machlekes between Rebbe and the Rabbonon is, in regard to the case, of Yivon Eimed Rishus HaYochid, Vinei Feneite Rishus HaRabim. And the Iker, has a Dalet Al Dalet. The Iker is a Dal Dal Dalet. And according to Rashi Shite, that is Rashi Shite according to both Lishenis and Rashi, that insofar as the Rishus status is concerned, so if Rebbe is made that we could not say that the Neif is Nigra after the Rishus status of the Ika, that not. But on Rebbe holds, while the Neif, if it is physically located in the Rishus Rabin, has a status of the Rishus Rabin, or as is stated in Rishus HaRabim, but it's nigrar after the Iker in respect to Mokim Choshev. So if the Iker is a Mokim Choshev because the Iker has Dal Dal Dalet, so Mimele, the Neif too, he is considered a Mokim Choshev. Even though Bimtzias, he does not have Dal Dal Dalet. So, Birshus HaYochid, Kol Almut, Begid Rav Chisde. So both Rebbe and Rabbonon concede that to Rav Chisde in respect to Rishus HaYochid, that there is no requirement of Imokim Choshev of Dal Dal Dalet, whatever the reason is. But whereas Rav Chisde applies the same concept to Rishus HaRabim too, so both Rebbe and Rabbonon hold, no, in Rishus HaRabim there is a requirement of Dal Dal Dalet. But the machleke between Rebbe and Rabbonon is in the case of Neiv, Ilon Eimi Rishus HaYochid Neiv Neitel Rishus HaRabim, Vizorat Linoch HaNeifei, so Rebbe Sovar, and the Iker has Dal Dal Dalet, so Rebbe Sovar Amir Nishon Neiv Ebozar Ikrei, so the Neiv also is considered a Dal Dal Dalet, and since he was Eirik, Mitchil Az Dalet Vesev Dalet, so is Chayev, because the Anoche is considered an Animokim Choshuv, the Rabbonon Savar Eloi Amir Nishon Neiv Ebozar Ikrei, so he's Potter, Shodanefe was a Khoshva is Bidalet, with Rav Chisde Loiker and Loikhava. Lishnachine, Omar Abaye, with Rav Chisde David Bishus Ayochid, Afil Rabbonon made it. Vichi Pliga Rabbonon, Bishodanefe was a Rikre with the Pliga. So the second version says no, that on the contrary, that both Rebbe and Rabbonon agree with Rav Chisde's din. And Rav Chisde's din is limited only to Rishus HaYochid. And they both agree with Rav Chisde's din. And even Rebbe will be made that it's not shayach to say on the basis of Shodan Eif HaBazar Ikrei that the Rishus of the Neif should be Nigra after the Rishus of the Ikra. That not. But the shayla is as to whether the Neif is considered a Mokim Choshuv on account of the fact that the Iker is a Mokim Choshuv, because the Iker is Dalet Dalet. So Rebbe says yes, and Rabbonon say no. Now the question is, why? Now since according to Rashi, we do not say Shor Neif was a Ikrei, that the Neif should be Nikra after the Rishus status of the Iker, so why do we have to apply it to a new one or image of Shus HaYochid, v'nei f'nei teil of Shus HaRabim? So let the machlikes of Rebbe and the Rabbonon deal with the case where the Iker and the Neif are both in the Rishus HaRabim, and the Iker is Dalet Al Dalet, the Neif does not have Dalet Al Dalet, so and he threw Mitchilas Dalet L'Seif Dalet, and it fell on the Neif that does not have Dalet Al Dalet, but the Iker of that Neif has Dalet Al Dalet. So Rebbe says Shor Neif was a Iker should consider the Mokom Choshuv. So the Miri says, so that at that time I mentioned. So the Miri says, because if the Iker and the Neif are in the same issues, then everybody agrees that Shadino Neif is Basar Ikrei. Even the Rabbonon will agree. When do the Rabbonon say that Loi Shadino Neif is Basar Ikrei if the Iker is in one issues and the Neif is in other issues? That's the reason as to why Abaye applies the Machlekes of Rebbe and Rabbonon to a case of the Ilon standing, the Ikea standing in Rishus HaYochid, and the Neif overhanging in Rishus HaRabim. Alright, so these are the two Lashonos. But it's possible to explain the first Lashon of Rashi in another way. Now, if you look in the Tosfos, If you look in the Tesves, so you see the Tesves of the Dibra Mastro is Omar Abaye, Hoche Biyu Ono Emet. So why is it should be the Hoche Omar Abaye? Because a Yochid Ko Almelo Pliye Keder Afrizde. So it's possible, do find it sometimes, the Tesves in the Dibra Mastro of the Tesves omit certain words of the Gemara. We do find it sometimes. But maybe Tesves had a different verse in the Gemara. Since the Dibra Mastro is Omar Abaye Hoche Biyu Ono Emet, maybe Tesves wasn't even Geles. In Tesves' text, it wasn't even mentioned. But just Omar Abaye Hoche Biyu Ono Emet Birshus Ayochid V'Nifinit Oishus Arabi. Now, if Tesves said that Geles in the Gemara, so it's possible, there is a possibility that Rashi also had the same Geles. So in Meile, we don't have to say that the first Lashon in Rashi accords with the Shita of the Rashbo in Tesves. This is Shamus, Nadalet. But Rashi had the Girsah, Omar Abaye, Hoche Biyu Ono Emet Birshus Ayochid, V'Nifinitein Birshus Arabim. So Abaye doesn't even say Birshus Ayochid Kol Alma LePlige. So he says the Choshev Agav Ikre. Is the Dalet, or the Rafchiz, the Loike Rebbe, or the Loike Rabbanon, because there is no distinction between a Rishus Ayochid and the Rishus Arabi. There is no distinction. So, Rashi, the first portion of Rashi could be explained that way too. Now, the Tesis. Omar Abaye. Hoche Biyu Ono Emet, Temelri, Ritvei Nichalei Lemeima, the Pligeb, the Rafchiz, the Rafchiz, the Kerebe, the Shinuya, the Abaye, Du shaykh pluktay bi der afriz de shayb la der afriz de kolshk di koshel afriz de do ik preisel kam un bazer kif we say de trebe in der abono a khilik an in der afriz des din so rebe is the one who agrees with afriz des din and in der abono na khilik so if we find any preise that is not like afriz so we say that preise represents the view of der abono. And Rav Chisde agrees with Rebbe. But if we say that the Machlekes of Rebbe Rabbon has nothing to do with the Shaila discussed by Rav Chisde, so Memele then Rav Chisde will be different. Alright, so there is no kashe against Rav Chisde from this Braise, the Machlekes of Rebbe Rabbon, but there is a kashe from another Braise. So he says, the Temel Ri, the Tvei Nichal Ulel Meimel, the Tvei Rav Chizde, Rav Chizde, Kerebe, Do Yishinu Yid Abaye, Lo Shayach Bugim Rav Chizde, Kol Shin Mikol Shal Rav Chizde, Do Yike Prais Lekam Bazir, Lo Yich Rav Chizde, Tvei Rabon Rav Meya Bezerik Lomai Lo Masoro, Vinoch Bechei Kol Shu, Rav Meya Mechayev, Mishin Amrin Achei Kim Lahashtim, Vaal Ekimunach Al Mokin Dalet, Vechachom En Petrim, Al Mekul Emeidit Bin Mokin Dalet Bishin Ayochid. Vishem Oye Shleima, Vitaime De Rav Chizde, Do Yiboy Mokin Dalet Bishin Ayochid, Mishim De Amrin Am Beise Kimal Dimal Yedom. So in other words, so the Gemara mentioned the concept of Beis Mandel Ve'al Yedam in regard to Ibayis Mikure. But here Tesis applies it even to a Rishus Ayochid that is not Mikure. That we also say Beis Mandel Ve'al Yedam. Mishnah Amrinah Beis Mandel Ve'al Yedam. V'choshev kimuna chal gam imo kim arbo. Avo b'keis al binon she b'chei yad al dada. Right. Omer Abay. Zor ha-kaveres Rishus Arabim govei ayud v'inechob avob chayem. My time now a kaveres is a cylinder. So in other words, let's say if you have a kele like this, it's round, a kele like this, and we throw that kele cylinder in the Rishus Arabi. So if it's going to be a yud, if the height is yud, and if the diameter, if you draw the diameter from one end, from one point in the circumference of the cylinder to another point in the other side of the circumference of the cylinder, so these six tvochim, so then if it's not six tvochim, so it's height. But if it is 6 tvachim wide, the diameter, let's say, from here till here, the diameter is 6 tvachim wide, so then you could inscribe over this diameter, you could inscribe a square of dalet tvachim al dalet tvachim, on the basis of the principle of kolam se beribuye. Am se utrechum she balach seine, so mimele yis pote. Rechovovov pote. Now let's see the Rashi. Gevei ayu kaveres aguloi. Gevei ayu tlaimar afilu gevei ayu. Afilu gevei ayu. Yimeno rechovovov vem tiyoso chayim dakate chivit baomeru. Vini reshus laatzmo. Vahav reshus deraisi. Elo gevei ayu rechovo dal dal dal. Amri lam beirem. Lichol shiurim di shabes tzorechim valachseinu. Vidovarogu, ki mirabes lo miteiche, if you inscribe something, umav ki ivu, she sovi vore bua, so lo mishkachas vidalet vroboi, min lo yhavi igule ikorev lishishu. Ki da amrinon, gabi suke, haasuyo ki kifshon. Da al kolchoch, tzorich, she timtso biseiche, yalachsen shel dal da dalet. Vichol tefach, biribuei, tefach utreichum she balachseinu. That means that the square root of 2 is considered al-pidin 7/5. Kol amse beribuye amse utrei chumche balachseine. Why? So that's aloche, because it can only be an approximation. So the aloche has to determine what kind of approximation. I mean, why does it have to be dafke 4 decimal places? So the question is, what approximation? So al-pidin, so the square root of 2 is considered 7/5. So the mele we say kol amse beribuye amse utrei chumche balachsei. The alkochoch tzorch shetimtze b'seich alachsen shel dal adalek. V'chol tefach beribuye tefach utrei chumche balachsei. Hari hei tvochim v'gimu chumche. V'abaye loidok. So in other words, if you have for each tefach, so you have 7/5. So for 4 tvochim, you have hei tvochim. So what's the kasha of Rashi? The kasha of Rashi is, why does Abaye say Zohar kaveres l'shus Rabbi Govei ayut v'in rechovovov chayev rechovovov poter yishut say as follows Zohar kaveres l'shus Rabbi Govei ayut v'in rechovov chomish tvochi v'ushleish chumshin Chaye, but Rechovo, Chomish Tvochi. Hey, Vigimu Chumshin, Potter. Why does he mention two extra fifths? According to the Cheshbon of Klamse, Berbuy, Amse, Utre Chumshe, Balachseine. So, even if it's Rechovo, Hey Tvochim, and Gimu Chumshin, so you should be Potter. That's the kasha that bothered Rashi. So Rashi says, Einachanan, that even if the kaveres has a diameter of 5 tvochim and 3/5 of a tefach, so he'll be Potter of the chatos, but a bailey dog. And it doesn't mean Abaye Lidok, he just made a mistake, as we show it. But Abaye Lidok means deliberately Lidok. Ulichumre Lidok, who do Lidok? Ulafise Misa Shabbos. Avogav Yishkan Balachsen bin Rechovo Shisho. Even if it's not 6 tvochim wide, it is just 5 tvochim and 3/5 wide. So it's also Potea Michayev Mid Rabbon. Adi Ike Shisho. So now the question that Rashi is very strange. So what does Rashi say? Mid-Raise, his poter, even if the diameter in that cylinder is less than 6 tvochim, as long as it is 5 tvochim and 3/5. 5 tvochim and 3/5. But midrabonon the chachomim mo machmir. So what does it mean the chachomim mo machmir? What? So the chachomim mo mechayevim to bring the chatos? There couldn't be such a thing. Midrabonon he should bring the chatos. I mean, so it's chum lazor. There is no such chiyuv chatos midrabonon. So what does it mean? It's also midrabonon. In other words, it's also midrabonon. Even if the diameter is 5 tvochim and 3/5 of a tefach. Why? So it's still osam midrabonon to throw it, so then it would imply then the implication would be that suppose it is 6 tvachim wide, not just 5 tvachim and 3/5 of a tefach wide, but 6 tvachim mamesh wide, then it's mutar lechatchila even with Rabbanon to throw a kaveres. No one will say that. Of course it's osir. No matter how wide it is, even if it is even to throw a big car or a bus, so it's also min rabbanon. So how can he say that ad ikashisho, so it's also min rabbanon? The answer is Rashi doesn't say ad ikashisho it's also min rabbanon. Rashi says afo gav v'yish kan alachsen bin elichov v'shisho mechayev lo mid rabbanon ad ikashisho, he is mechuyev mid rabbanon. What does it mean he is mechuyev mid rabbanon? Mechuyev what? Chatos? Couldn't be such a thing. So he means machis malbus. So in other words, what the same thing that we said in connection with the Gemara Dav Gimel, Chiyuv Pture Deosel De Chiyuv Chatos Kotone, Chiyuv Kochoshiv, the way Deosel De Chiyuv Chatos Loi Kochoshiv. In other words, there are two the Rabbanons. One the Rabbanon is more stringent than the other Rabbanon. One the Rabbanon is also the Chiyuv Chatos, and another Rabbanon, it's also the Rabbanon, but it's not as stringent. It's not as stringent. So what's the pshat? Because there are two rabbanons, let's say according to Rashi. So Akire without Hanoche, so is considered the Miloche mid rabbanon. Hanoche without Akire is considered the Nizdo de rabbanon. It's a Gzeire, but it's not Michal Shabbos. Even mid rabbanon is not considered the Michal Shabbos. So we see, and then according to Rivo, so if Chinuf Rishui is whether it's coupled with Akire or with Hanoche, is considered the Miloche mid rabbanon. Mashen Kein Akire without Chinuf Rishui, or Hanoche without Chinuf Rishui, is just an Israel Rabbanon, it's a Gzeirah, like Liyamid Odom B'Shusha Yochim V'Yishte B'Shusha Rabim. So it's not considered Zimchal Shabbos, just an Israel Rabbanon. So here Rashi means the same thing. In other words, of course it is also the Chathile to throw the Kaveres, even if the Kaveres has a diameter that is 6 Tvachim wide, can have 50 Tvachim wide, it doesn't make any difference. So it's still also the Rabbanon. But then it's only an Israel Rabbanon, but it's not considered Milaches Itzoy. It's not considered Michal Shabbos with Rabbanon. Just an Israel Gzeire. As he's young, he shouldn't become involved in real Chil Shabbos, the Reis. So the Chachomim Asa. But if it is less than 6 Tvachim, even though it is 5 Tvachim and 3/5 of it Tefach Wai, then Mid Rabbonon is considered a Michal Shabbos. That he was either the Melocha of Itzoya Mid Rabbonon. So he will not be Chayiv Chatos, because that there is no such thing as a Chayiv Chatos Mid Rabbanon, but he'll be Chayiv Makas Marbus, and let's say, if he'll do it before Hesie, so Mid Rabbanon will have a din of Imumer. Mashen Kein, if he'll throw a Kaveres that is 6 Tvachim, that has a diameter that is 6 Tvachim wide, even if he'll do it before Hesie, he will not have a din of Imumer, not even Mid Rabbanon will have a din of Imumer. That's the Pshat Merash. Aber war doch in Korn, le meise, ja, wie heit woche mit nur Chomschin, der habe gesehre Krischus. Rechobowow Potter, der habe Rischus le Atzmo. Und wei ist Rechobowow Potter? Der habe Rischus le Atzmo, das rasche sich. Vaname Mischken Gamrinon, she jeserke machteyem in Wachto mizela ze, volo jeserke Rischuiz. Volo jeserke Rischuiz. So according to Rashi, the reason as to why Rechobowow is Potter is because there is a special aloche. That only Zrikas Chapotim is Chayev, but Zrikas Rishuais is not Chayev. Now, the thesis Yishenim is Masik against Rashi. He says, V'loi Nire, the Ashkechem Mie Sheho Yomitzin Rishuais, Kein Orin Mizbecheis. So, it did exist in the Mishkan, but that's no Kashi against Rashi, because we see the Teis V'Shite, in Erev and Teis V'Shite, the base in Shabbos is that Mavir Mishus HaYochid Mishus HaYochid Derech Mishus HaRabim is Chayev, Chshachin Hoyo Masab Nikos, but Zerik Mishus HaYochid Mishus HaYochid Derech Mishus HaRabim. So, if we don't say Kvutok Mishum Chodam, he is Potter, according to Rabbonin of Chabakim. But, so there is a difference between Zerik and Mavir. Why? Because Mavir was in the Mishkan, and Zerik, Mishayochid, Rosh Hashanah, one is not in the Mishkan. So the same thing is true, according to Rashi, vis-a-vis Rishuitz. So in other words, Mavir, a Rishuitz, not only a Chifetz. Mavere Rishus, Dalet Ames, even though it's not a Chayfetz Rishus, so it's higher because it exists in the Mishkan, Shoyim Mitzvim Rishuis, all Miss Beiches. But Zrikas Rishuis did not exist in the Mishkan. Zrikas Chavotzim did exist in the Mishkan. So Memele, if it has a Chalisham Rishuis, so Memele, there is no Chi, that's Rashi Shit. Alright. Lo izay vim tema. Bid lo ik vay aso nam rishus la atsmo i do shmok hamles. So it should also be put there. Why that give the cylinder? Has a height of 10 tvochim. Even the cylinder has a height of 4 tvochim. It should be put there because it is rechov above and it has a height of 4 tvochim. So it's a kamles. So it's a zirik rishus. Zirik rishus. So Rashi says, "Hayi lav mi deraisa habereshus, elo mi derabonon." V'loy lehokil al dirleteira bo keinzu sheipot amechatos. So Rashi says, no. The reason is why, if he throws, let's say, a cylinder that is 4 tvochim high, and has a diameter of 6 tvochim, so he's higher. Because even though it has a din kamales, but kamales, the whole chalishem of kamales is a drabonim dik chalishem. Midraise, there is no such thing. So every kamales midraise is a mokem to. So memele, so the whole chalishem of kamales is a drabonim dik chalishem. So Mimele, it cannot be potter just because Midrabonon it's a rishus. Midrais it's not a rishus. But the question is, but let him be potter on the basis of Zerik Rishuis because it is a Shem Rishus of Mokim Tur. So it's a raya from this Rashi that Rashi Shite is, I discussed it, that Rashi Shite is that Mokim Tur does not have a Chal Shem Rishus. And with Mokim Tur is no man's land. It's not a rishus. Mokim Tur. That's the definition of Mokim Tur. It's no man's land. It's outer space, Mokim Tur. So Memele, he does not have a Chaleshem Rishus. Mokim Tur. So Memele, he cannot be put there because it's Rikas Rishus. It's not a Rishus. If he doesn't have a Chaleshem Rishus, so Memele, what is it? It's a Chayvetz. It has to be something. Either it's a Rishus or it's a Chayvetz. So Mokim Tur does not have a Chaleshem Rishus. And we saw that Tesis is Chaylik. Tesis, a chelik. It's discussed it in connection with the Tesis. Tafei Yomudal. But that's Rashi. The Shmokal al Abu Raisa, which is from the Rabbono, will be okay. I'll be retained a book in Zushi in Potamachatus. So Rashi Shite is that the reason is why he's Potter is because there is no Chiyu for Zrikas Rishuts. Now, then Rovo Omar afilu in Rechobov of Poter my time yef shall ikhrim yeh shall kone shall yaylu l'maylo m'asoro shall yaylu l'maylo m'asoro. Now what does it mean? It means now the cylinder, so it has many reeds. It's made out of reeds, so it has horizontal reeds and it has vertical reeds. Now let's say here is the mouth of the cylinder, here's the mouth of the cylinder, then it has, let's say, so it has some vertical reeds too. So this is the mouth of the cylinder, and then there is a vertical reed that bulges out above the mouth of the cylinder. So Memele, even if it's in a Rechova wall, but since it's Goveyayut, so what does it mean? That means from here, till the mouth of the cylinder, it's exactly Yud. But this part of the reed, of the vertical reed, that bulges out over and above the mouth of the cylinder, so that occupies space. Lemailo miyut from the karka level of the Rishus Rabbi. So memele, that means that part of the cylinder is noch in the Mokim Tur. So it's like someone will throw a chifetz from the Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, and then the chifetz will fall on the borderline between the Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid. So part of the chifetz will be resting in the Rishus HaYochid, and part of the chayfetz will still be resting in the Rishus HaRabim. So will not be chayef. So will not be chayef. So here too. Now the question is, so why is Abaye chilek? Why is Abaye chilek? I mean, it's not shayach to say that they are chilek in the mitzias as to whether the vertical reef of the cylinder bulges above the mouth of the cylinder. I mean, so that is the mitzias. The answer is, since the mouth, let's say, you have a vertical reef, and the mouth of the cylinder is here, and then there is a vertical reef that bulges, that protrudes, extends above the mouth of the reef. Now, so that part that bulges above the mouth of the cylinder, I mean, so that part of the reed, of the vertical reed, that bulges above the mouth of the cylinder, so you could cut it off. You could cut it off, and it will not interfere with the functioning potential of the cylinder. So it's an unnecessary thing. It doesn't fulfill any function. So mainly the fact that an unnecessary part of the cylinder occupies space in the Mokim Ptur. So we don't say at the Mokim Ptur. If, let's say, you throw a bob, and the bob from the Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, and the bob, half of the bob rests, and it rests on the borderline. So half of the bob of the Chayfetz rests in the Rishus HaYochid, and the other half is still in the Rishus HaRabim. So then that's an essential part. So an essential part of the bowl. Masha'inkin, the cylinder itself, the important cylinder, whatever is necessary for the functioning of the cylinder, is completely within, is completely below you. But there is an unimportant part that bulges out, that is in Mokim Ptur. So that's not considered according to Abaye. And according to Rove, even though it's an unimportant part, so we can't ignore. Alright. Rove ma'afil, v'chove rof pata, my time is actually krimi shal kodesh l'yahol ma'ayu ma'asol. Kof al pio. In other words, suppose here is the open part, and there is the closed part. So kof al pio, and it fell like this, with the shalayim on top. So shivo mashu chaye, shivo machzo pot. Let's see the Rashi. Shivo machzo kof al pio vizolko ha'eine richovo bovkoye. Now the tesis is chelik. Now this is very important. So according to Rashi, even if it's not richovo bov, so that means that the space, the open space between one daven of the kaveres and the other is less than dalet al dalet. So we still apply the aloha of lovet, according to Rashi. Even though that daven, the lovet of mechitzas, even though that daven encloses a narrow space less than dalet al dalet, so it's still considered as a mechitzah, and we apply the aloha of lovet of mechitzas. Tesis is chelik. Tesis says if it's in the chov above, then we cannot apply the aloha of lovud of mechitzes, because in order to have a chalisha mechitze, so it must enclose a portion of space that is dal dalet, and the open space between one deifen of the kaveres and the other deifen of the kaveres is less than dal dalet, so it doesn't have a chalisha mechitze. So from this Rashi, it's mashma that even if it doesn't enclose an open space of dal al dalet, it still has a chalisha mechitze, and in Mele we apply the aloha of lovud of mechitzes. Alright, so kof al pio vizor kan rechom avob koe, so zayin umashu chay im goveya zayin umashu adayin chay vikol shpun pchuso mika el afil goveya zayin umashu dik al meima hoi umchitzo solimato vikayim aloha lemesh misin amrin ulov akate kulim nechadosh yuzarab דחימתי פוחס מגימול סומך לקרקי אפלוחי חי דחימתי פוחס מגימול סומך לקרקי רומא בן לובוד והבא נוחי הקטה כולו ביעביר ששרבי מלחי. Now אבל ששרבי מלחי אבו גזוי דיינו מחצו, so he's potter. So Rashi says בוא עדיר לשני משהו, he's potter. So Nimzo Shuleo Vimailo Masoro Vinecha Kulubish Sarabin Uchali. So, in other words, so if it is Shivo Mechza, now it's Kovalpio, so the open side, the mouth of the cylinder is at the bottom, and it falls with the Shalayim on top. So if it is Shivo Mechza, the height is Shivo Mechza, so Memele, when it comes, when it reaches a little less than 3 mutvachim above the karka. So in other words, so this is 3 tvachim, and then it is 7. So then it is 7.5. So when it reaches just a little bit lower than 3 tvachim above the karka, so the top of the cylinder will occupy space above 10 tvachim of the average Shisarabi. And then it's considered, because we apply the halacha of Lavut, so when it reaches, let's say, 2 3/4, this is 2 3/4 from the karka, 2 3/4 on the karka, and this is 7.5. So you have 7.5 plus, so 2 3/4, so you have 7.5, and then 9.5, and then you have 10, and 10 1/4. So then it's 10 1/4 above the karka. So the top of the cylinder is 10 1/4 above the karka, and it's so mainly it is not, it occupies space. At that moment, it occupies space, l'mayla miyut, so it's agdim mokim p'tur. And it's considered as noch already, even before it reaches the ground. The moment it reaches a little less than 3 tvachim above the karka, so it's considered noch already. And at that moment, what is the highest point in the cylinder? It is, let's say, 10 and something in the fraction above the karka. So that means that fraction occupies space in the mokim p'tur. So it's potter. But you say, but a few seconds later, it reaches the ground. So then, not a fraction, not an infinitesimal fraction of the cylinder occupies space above the karka. So it doesn't matter. As long as the moment when it reached a mashu less than 3 tvachim above the karka, so at that time it occupied, let's say, 1/4 above in the mokim p'tur, 1/4 of the tefach, it occupied space in the mokim p'tur. So it was already, that was danoch. Danoch is not considered when it comes in contact with the karka, but when it comes within poches migimot tvachim from the karka. That is the moment of the anoche. And at that moment, at the moment of the anoche, a fraction is of the tefach, of the cylinder, the highest part of the cylinder, the highest portion of the cylinder occupies space, l'maylo miyut. So he's potter. So he says, Avu bezeh, the chimati poches migimot tvachim from the karka, Avu lachakati kule b'avu yishuzaram chayim. Avu gavei yazayinu mechzo, Now the question is, according to Rashi, Tesis says that it's dafke. We'll see. But according to Rashi, it's lav dafke. So mechzo doesn't mean dafke mechzo. Any shnei mashin. So let's say, suppose it's gavei zayin in 1/4. So it's also shnei mashin, right? So that means 2/8. And suppose it's gavei zayin in 1/8. So it's 2/16. So it's, and suppose it's 1/16. So it's 2/32. I mean, the only go off. So how can you have one mashu? How can you have one mashu? Every mashu, I mean, no matter how small a fraction you think, 1,000,000. So it also shnei mashu. So it can be broken up into two parts, you see, and 1,000,000,000,
The answer is, if it is so small that it couldn't be perceived by the senses, so that is not even called the Mashuvah Rashi. But it has to be, in other words, what is called the Mashu by Rashi, something, the smallest part that could be perceived by the senses. So that's why the Gemara mentioned Goveya Zayne Mechzo, because if it is Goveya Zayne Mechzo, so then the moment it reaches, let's say, two and when it reaches the point of 2 3/4 of the tefach above the karka, that can be perceived already. But in Achnami it can be perceived even if it reaches a higher point. Yes, what is it?
In all these questions, when we say that the Ishiurim are like 3/5 is Alpidim, what the Radakutu is.
Yes.
I mean, but this, the Rishonim or somebody discusses, let's say, in terms of Chiyuv Misa, I mean, what Asra, do they have? That's Alpidim, that there would be a Chiyuv Misa for that?
Oh, for instance, I mean, that child arises in connection with Pi, you see. How much Alpidim is considered? How much? So there is a Gemara in Suke that Kol Sheyesh Bekefi Tefach, Kol Sheyesh Biror BeTefach Yesh Bekefi Shlishat Vachim. So from that Gemara it would appear that we consider Pi as 3. However, the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah Ne'erev says that we consider Pi as 3 1/7. So I mean, so that's the Shaila. I mean, what approximation? Of course, the halacha has to determine. I mean, because no matter what you say, it's still an approximation. So if you consider it to the 4th decimal place, all right, so it's an approximation. And if you consider it to the 100th decimal place, so it's still an approximation. So memela, the halacha has to determine what approximation we got. But that's not our Indian. I mean, that's a separate thing. In regard to pi, I mean, it seems to be a machlekes
rishayim. It seems that everything is considered as far
what is it? No, so alpidin it's considered like
that.
All right. Now, So he says, Avo gozei lo mechzo v'adin shnei mashim potah. Dechimotin lipochas mishlei shesomach lekarka. Amrin alov ud mechitzisel. V'alei kemenachas. Nimtza shuleo lemai lo maso. V'yenei chokulo b'shusaradim. Uvshalei kopo lekele meim alov. So why do we say kopo alpio? So Rashi says, only if it's kofal pio, and in other words, if the shalayim is on top and it falls with the mouth, with the open side, so then we can apply the aloha of lovud of mechitzes, lovud of mechitzes, because there is nothing that is mafsik. But if it falls that way with the shalayim at the bottom, so you cannot say that when it reaches poches migimut vochin from the karka, let's say pochim gimel tvochim, so then it's considered that it's already on the karaka, because the sholayim, we cannot say gudachis mechitzte, we cannot say there's a loch of lovud of mechitzes, that's a loch of gudachis. But according to Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh, so even if it's from my own gimel, we apply the aloch of lovud. And according to Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh, in my own gimel, we don't apply the aloch of gudachis, but pochis megimel, we apply the aloche of gudachis, then it's not doing breaking tachtov if it's poches migimul. But so we can only but it's aloche of gudachis mechitzte. So memele, when is it shayach to say mechitzte if there is no shalai, if it's kofal pio, so it's open, so it's a mechitzte. But if it's not inverted, so there is a shalai, there is the ground of the cylinder, so you cannot say that it goes down. So in other words, so we see from this gemore that if there is something that is mafsik, we don't apply the aloche of gudachis. So how is it? So I mean, it's no kasha, but it's remarkable. I mean, there seems to be a difference between the concept of gudasik and the concept of gudachis, because just as vis-a-vis gudachis, we don't apply it if it's not kofal pio. Why? Because the shalayim is mafsig, so we should apply the same svore regarding gudasik. So memele, we should say that if you have, let's say, if you have a building, and then you have a roof, and then, so the roof is a hefsek, so we shouldn't say that the case li habayis go up gudasik mechitzte, and we do say gudasik mechitzte
even respect to the Gag of the Bais. So why shouldn't we say, since the ceiling is Mapsik between the Kesel Bais, and since the ceiling is Mapsik, so we shouldn't say Gudasik. So we see that even though the ceiling is Mapsik, so that does not interrupt the Hemshech of the Kesel Abayis. But Ligabi Gudachis, if the Shulayim is Rebadim, so then the Shulayim is Mapsik, we don't say Gudachis. So this is what Rashi says. Nimtzo, Vayu Knachas, Nimtzo Shulayim, Lamayu Masol, Necho Kolbush Trabi, Uf Shaloi Kofolek Elimim Alovut, Lamrin Alovut Elimim Chitzis. So then, so in other words, so here, it's a loche of lovud of mechitzes. Of lovud of mechitzes, even though we are dealing poches megimu. So then, we could argue, I mean, so it doesn't have to have a halisha mechitzes. So we see from Rashi, no, that even though it's poches megimu, we still have to resort to the loche of mechitzes, of lovud of mechitzes. Not just the loche of ka'ares michte damye, but the lovud of mechitzes. And if the Shulayim is Lemato, so then the Shulayim is Mapsik, so we can't say that by the Loche of Lovud of Mechitzes.